But as an official
It's for the reason that the point I want to stress is that our God is the God of history, the God of our human history. From the very beginning, as we read it in the first reading, all through the centuries, as confirmed by St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, second reading of the day. The God who will remain in charge till the end of our world time, as we are reminded by the blessed liturgical celebrations of the Advent. This God of the universal history is also the God of our own individual personal history. As we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, allow me to present Mary, the Mother of Jesus, as an example. Having created a human race so many thousands of years before, by speaking His word, God recognized that it would be good to have His word incarnated into the human form to improve communication and understanding. But this with full respect for the historical process. His faults had fallen on a Jewish girl, still to be born, who would become the mother of His word. His holy word would only be born of a truly holy woman, a woman full of grace. At least how we, the people of God, read the ten things of God. And so God saw the way that this person would be totally free of sin, holy, even free from the stain of original sin, the stain that was caused by the pride and selfishness of the ancestors of humanity. That person, to be called Mary, was conceived with the DNA of anti-pride and anti-selfishness. So, when God yesterday called on her, when she was about 15, 16 years old, to become the mother of His word, her spontaneous natural response was, "May it be done to me according to your will." Today, on this Feast of the Immaculate Conception, we give thanks to our God of history for His faithfulness, His continuous care and blessings. Much more, as we are remembering how He is also the God of our own personal history. And saying this, I do not only think of us, the Jubilarians, but I think of all and each one of us present here. For all of us, we are believers, baptized from the head, in this God of history, this God of our own personal history. Surely, it is not always that clear and obvious, but that is due to the fact that, blessed, now we are, at least not yet, full of grace. Maybe this celebration here tonight helps us to remember certain moments of was born and raised up in a Catholic country, in a Catholic village, in a Catholic family, and went through Catholic education. So when I was in primary six, one day the principal of the school asked me whether I might have considered the possibility of becoming a priest. My answer was swift and firm: no. When I came home after school, I told my mother, yes, what the principal asked me today. And when I told her, her only reaction was just a smile. In fact, my sharing with her was looking for an answer to the question, why? Why did the principal ask that question? The answer came, and of course, because of my personal history. And so now I am here now to share this with you. My hope, my vision is that all of us, we may this evening remember one or other of the special moments in our life that God, in one way or another, shared his thoughts and his dreams with us, with you. The moment that has influenced you, your ongoing personal life story, and then humbly giving thanks. Indeed, we are here to remember, to remember to give thanks for all the special places that God has bestowed on us. And also to pray. We will be praying with the words that our Lord Jesus Christ himself has taught us. But here and now, I cannot think of any better prayer than that of the Blessed Mother herself at the moment of the Annunciation. May it be done to me according to your will.
Thank you. 谦虚放下的精神，相连之下，更显出自己的软弱同埋。 Okay.